As Texas' 85th legislative session begins this week, it was Monday's release of the official revenue estimate from Comptroller Glenn Hager that set the financial table for work in Austin. The press called Hager's estimate dour, among other things, but as a taxpayer, I find it anything but. It's dour if you're one who believes state government needs to keep growing and spending more of the people's money. Frankly, the ability to predict the price of oil 2.5 years out, as well as general economic growth, is beyond anyone. But to have a balanced budget, we must estimate what coming revenues are expected to be. On Pride on Texas Monday, Comptroller Hager pointed out that the rainy day fund is healthy and that some of the revenue shortage legislators will face is due to our move to dedicate some to transportation. Also, Hager made it clear that while growth in the Texas economy had slowed due to downturns in the energy industry, the state did not suffer the same net economic contraction as did other energy states. We're projecting overall revenue growth, Hager said in his Monday presser. Such growth, however, is more than offset by the demands of the state highway fund and other dedicated funds. The legislature will have 2.7% less of general non-dedicated revenue to spend than it did last session. This frustrates the spend more crowd, and certainly there are issues with state government which need more funding. However, what this budget vice does is force lawmakers to prioritize better and move money from less important functions to those of higher need. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.